This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello everybody, once again, a warm welcome to Tuesday evening on Phoenix FM. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. How the heck are you? Hope your evening's okay. Yes, definitely autumn now, isn't it? Winter draws on, so to speak. Getting a bit chilly in the evenings, you probably need the heating on. You're probably thinking, should I just put a couple of extra layers on and not pay for another unit? But go on, go for it tonight. Have a bit of the home fires burning. Feel warm, feel lovely, feel fantastic by tuning in to this show. What the heck is going on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, so many ridiculous holidays to share with you today. Looking forward to that. We'll do some celebrity birthdays. Sadly, Scott Fish won't be with us tonight, and I'll explain why in a short while. Prediction Master will be back. He's on a roll now. Two correct predictions in a row. It's 5-3 right versus wrong in Prediction Master's favour, so he almost deserves the title. There will be an intense debate, raging, Premier League related, but it doesn't matter if you don't watch it either. And a lot of fantastic music will definitely feature up until 8 o'clock tonight at the very least here on Phoenix FM because, well, I wanted to do something special this evening because it's very rare to have a brand new track released from a band when their previous track was released. Well, the last single they released was 54 years ago, I think. Quite incredible. Yes, it was a huge moment in music for a brand new Beatles track to get released last week, which happened. And it's their final track, of course. AI was required in order to recreate and restore John Lennon's vocals. Obviously, it's been tweaked so that it features the entire Fab Four and sounds pretty fabulous too. I'm going to open the show with it, and then throughout the rest of the show tonight, we're going to have tracks that were kind of events when they were released. Some you may agree with me, some you may think, really? You're including that? Some has been inspired by your comment on social media. So thanks to the lovely Leg End listeners that have done that. And yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun here up until at least 8 o'clock tonight. And then after me, of course, Rob Harvey in with Synth City. So if you like your electronic music, stay tuned for that between 8 and 10 as well. But don't go anywhere. I'd like you to be interactive as well. If you want to drop me a line, Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. There's a poll on Twitter as well, which is live already. If you want a sneak preview before I talk about it on the air in about 30 minutes' time, have a look at that as well. Lots of ways to get involved. If you just want a shout out, just send me a link, send me a message, say hello. I will do the very best I can for you on the Phoenix FM airwaves tonight. Well, I've heard it once. I did enjoy it. I was quite impressed that it did sound like a Beatles track. I've always enjoyed the Beatles music. I wouldn't call myself a huge fan of the Beatles. I like playing them. As you know, with this show, it has to fit into the theme of the day for me to play a track. So I've played many of their tracks over the years that I've been broadcasting here on Phoenix FM. And it's so appropriate now, but unbelievably in late 2023 to have a brand new and final track from the Beatles. Very appropriate title. So to get us going tonight, this is Now and Then.
One, two.
It's all because of you.
Phoenix FM.
Truly amazing stuff that was possible. Incredible stuff. Something that was recorded in a studio over 50 years ago. Digitally remastered, AI used to enhance the original vocals to a level that are acceptable to the listening public's ears today to sound incredible still. What an achievement. Absolutely amazing. The Beatles, Now and Then, a brand new track from the Beatles in 2023. Absolutely wonderful that that exists. But where does it go from here? You know, I realise there are permissions that have to be granted by people's estates and things like that. But now with AI, and for instance, I know that there's a software company called ReSpeecher. I don't know if they were involved in the Beatles, but I know it's something to do with Peter Jackson as well. He did a documentary, didn't he? But that company, ReSpeecher, did the voice of Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series because it wasn't done by James Earl Jones. So it's no longer necessary to have the person that originally recorded vocals around, and you can create new vocals, which is incredible and bizarre. And I mean, if you see some of the advances in film now, it wasn't quite 100% right, was it? Peter Cushing's appearance in Rogue One. And yes, permission was granted from that by his family, his surviving relatives, his estate, whatever. And they had an actor of a similar build and hairline that was on set and then used incredible computer graphics to recreate Peter Cushing's face, but you could just tell something wasn't quite right, the same as a young Carrie Fisher at the end of Rogue One as well. But that was Rogue One. That was released many years ago now, wasn't it? A good 7 or 8 years ago. So there will have been advances. We've all seen simplified AI, if you like, that we have access to on social media, creating images. I would imagine the most cutting-edge AI is now capable of recreating very realistic human features in video, you know, rather than just sort of animation, which is probably why the actor's strike is still ongoing in Hollywood, because part of it is actors seeking assurances from studios that AI will not deprive them of work in the future and that they should be fairly recompensed for their efforts. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But still, however they did it, loved that Beatles track. So I'm going to have another track before I share with you some of the holidays that are celebrated on the 7th of November. There's some great ones. Possibly the longest one I've ever dealt with. So we can all enjoy that together in the coming minutes on this station. But of course, event music. Music that caused a stir when it was released. That there was definite public interest in its release and then was regarded as fantastic. And so I'm delighted to bring you all the tracks that are going to feature in tonight's programme. And the next one, possibly, I can't think of another track like this, really, that so many different styles of music put into one track. It's a ballad, it's a rock song, it's orchestral, it's choral, it's got fantastic harmonies, it's got fantastic solos, it's amazing. And nothing like it had ever been released before. And I know Queen think of it as a kind of rock opera, don't they? But, yeah, absolutely incredible. No one's really done it since, where you kind of mess around with genres of music in the same track. It's bizarre, but kind of universally praised and loved for its daring nature, I guess. So we're going to hear that now. We're going to enjoy it. I'm sure you know what's coming. And then loads more tracks to look forward to, and all the regular stuff too. Don't go anywhere. This is the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday. It's 6:15. This is Phoenix FM. And now, here's Queen.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on. Is it nothing really matters?
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the incredible Bohemian Rhapsody. Absolutely fantastic to listen to. Always enjoy it. It always seems like an event, doesn't it, in itself, the track that it even exists. You know, most new tracks now, sort of three and a half minutes long. That's a good nearly 6 minutes, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Rarely played on the radio in its entirety these days, but always fantastic. So, it's the 5th of November. What ridiculous holidays occur on this day? I know you're desperate to know. Well, there's a couple of not too ridiculous ones that I'm going to share with you. And then, of course, the longest one we've ever had. So, did you know, wine lovers will be pleased, the 7th of November is International Merlot Day. Get a glass out, let the wine breathe, pour it in and enjoy. But not a Shiraz, not a house red. No, it's got to be a Merlot. Yes, nothing else will do. International Merlot Day. And before you get too excited with Merlot, don't forget as well on the 7th of November, it's National Retinol Day. Yes, we need a day to celebrate retinol. And I know what you're thinking, because I thought it when I heard this. What is retinol again? It's definitely what I thought. It's basically some form of vitamin A that is often put into makeups and serums and creams. And it's supposed to be very, very good for improving your skin. So if you're suffering from things like acne, dermatitis, blemishes on your skin, retinol can help with it. It's supposed to help with aging as well. So yeah, retinol is basically vitamin A in a serum kind of form, and we should all recognize it on the 7th of November. Why on earth? I mean, what day of the year is vitamin C day? You know, what about B, D and E? So yeah, anyway, 7th of November, National Retinol Day. And of course, on the 7th of November, as you're all aware, being the questioning, bright, intelligent minds that you are, the 7th of November is International Skeptics Day. Don't take anything at face value. If it can't be proved, don't believe it. International Skeptics Day. And you cannot believe stuff in your own country. You cannot believe it all over the world on International Skeptics Day on the 7th of November, of course, as well. And you can't just do justice to it in a day. It has to be seven, really. This week, all week, it's National Fig Week. Why? National Fig Week. I liked fig rolls when I was a kid. I've never really liked figs on their own. They've got that crispy bit inside that there's a sort of myth that it's something to do with chewed up wasps, isn't it? But it's not true. Although wasps do like figs. But it's National Fig Week all week. If that wasn't enough for you, of course, all throughout November, it's National Bread Month. Why is it National Bread Month? We all like bread. We don't need to particularly think about it for 30 or 31 days near the end of a year every year, do we? You know, you've got your classic sliced white and brown. You've got even half and half options now. Then you've got your fancy breads, your tiger breads, pita bread even. And then things like focaccia, then you get things like brioche. You know, there's so many different times. I'm not going to list them all, but National Bread Month in November, in case you weren't sure, or in case you thought, when is Bread Month? Yeah, November. Now, I've kept you waiting for the best / worst of these. Also, all throughout November, and remember, I'm frequently asking why these exist. All throughout November, it is National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Month. I almost hate that so much that I want to just stop speaking. What on earth possessed anybody to think, we need to celebrate that, should we make it a day to celebrate? No, a week, do it all week. Oh, of course not. Let's go 4 weeks and a bit more. You can't celebrate National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Month for less than a month. No, good point. National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Month. What is a medical science liaison? I can't even be bothered. I'm sure it's a very worthwhile job that's very rewarding, and people who have that position in certain companies do amazing work. But good for you. You know, why? National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Month. Don't be so utterly, utterly ridiculous. Right, we need more music. We need more iconic event music. That's what's featuring all throughout the show that goes like this tonight. Now, think back. Mid-90s. I think it was actually early 90s. About 93, 94, I think. Britpop in full swing. The likes of Pulp and Garbage and bigger bands than them. two very big bands then released a track on the same day and had a battle to be number one. If you remember the outcome, then good for you. If you don't remember the outcome, first of all, we're going to start off with Oasis. They're serving you soup. Why are they serving you soup? Well, you enjoy the soup. It comes in a bowl. And you get a roll with it. I'm a bit sorry.
I think I'm gonna take Phoenix FM.
Now, you may or may not remember, I've checked, it was August 1995 that was released. Middle of summer, went straight up against Blur. Oasis went in at number two. Blur won the battle of Britpop with this classic track.
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in eccentric anxiety. Yes, it preys on him. Watching up the new repeats and the permeates in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up out of his bells in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. Touch with his own mortality. Looking bad clothes, it's a helping hand that makes you feel wrong as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the thing that haunts you, start trying to simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a bug in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Yes, you come to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
Phoenix FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Country House by Blur, which defeated Oasis and Roll With It in the mid-90s. Yes, fantastic. Now, there is a story behind it. Why did that battle of Britpop happen? Can you remember in the mid-90s? Well, Blur had enjoyed huge success in 94 with Park Life, and Oasis's album Definitely Maybe, their debut, had caused a bit of a stir. And up until the spring of 95, each band had been reasonably respectful towards each other. But once Oasis got to number one with Some Might Say, Damon Albarn later told the NME, "I went to this celebration party just to say well done, and Liam came over and was like, number beep one, right in my face. So I thought, okay, we'll see." So there we go, and Blur were victorious. He made Liam Gallagher eat his words, not literally, that I doubt he would ever have done. So, already a quarter of the show's gone, a bit more, I can't believe it. I'm going to have to squeeze things in, I think, because I'm getting inspired talking to you about these amazing tracks. But after this next one, we will have some celebrity birthdays. We've talked about Ridiculous Holidays. I'm still annoyed that National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Month happens all throughout November. But look it up yourself if you're bothered by it, like I am. And now we're going to go back to 1991. Why are we doing this? Well, a track was released in that year, and artists used to release tracks all the time that were events whenever they were released. The music videos themselves told amazing stories. And we had Thriller on last week because it was Halloween, so I'm not going to play that again. But I do remember 1991, this track getting released. Of course, thanks to Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin was a huge star. And then he featured in this music video for Michael Jackson. And it was famous as well for having faces morphing into each other. Obviously promoting racial equality all around the world. Obviously dealing with his own issues as well in an ironic way. But this track was the first track where the music video featured that morphing technology, which had only ever been used in movies up to that point, such as Willow and Terminator 2. Faces turning into other faces. I do remember thinking it was incredible. Definitely caused a stir when it was released. And this is Michael Jackson's fabulous Black or White.
Spend my life being a color.
Didn't you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye? Black or white.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Michael Jackson's Fabulous Black or White. It was produced by an American called Bill Bottrill. And this is quite interesting. The producer himself wanted to have a rap section in it and suggested the likes of LL Cool J, and Michael Jackson refused. So while it was a work in progress, Bill Bottrill himself recorded that rap, and then Michael Jackson said he loved it and wanted that version to feature in the final version of the track. And Bottrill didn't want that to happen and said he didn't think so, but Jackson absolutely insisted. So that person rapping in the video is producer Bill Bottrill and not a famous rapper, which is what he originally thought was going to happen. There we go. Quite amazing. I love stories like that behind things. Yeah, fabulous. Michael Jackson's Black or White. Now, I will talk to you, I did say about celebrity birthdays, but I think I need to do this first of all, just so we get some votes coming in. There is an intense debate raging tonight across the Twitterverse on my Twitter handle, at BenSimRadio. I'm saying Twitter, I refuse to say X. It's still on Twitter.com, the website, so whatever. And I say that every week. You're probably bored of me saying that, regular listeners, so I'm going to stop saying that even. But obviously, after the Tottenham Hotspur versus Chelsea game last night, VAR was in the spotlight once again. The Newcastle-Arsenal game happened at the weekend, and then a couple of weeks back, of course, the Tottenham versus Liverpool game happened, where VAR actually did make a direct error rather than something subjective. And it's all caused so much controversy. And then after Liverpool were hard done by VAR, Jurgen Klopp came out and said the game should be replayed. He wasn't speaking as the manager of Liverpool, he was speaking as someone involved in football. Obviously, Mikel Arteta was unbelievably outraged that Newcastle's goal from Anthony Gordon was allowed to stand at the weekend, and made some quite serious comments against the officials, saying that the standard is horrendous and how can we call ourselves the best league in the world. Obviously, I appreciate he's upset that Arsenal lost the game. And then Tottenham lost last night 4-1 against Chelsea, themselves finishing the game with 9 men. That is pretty quick karma, isn't it? It happened to Liverpool a few weeks back and Tottenham benefited, and then it's come back to haunt them last night. But everybody before this game seemed to be falling in love with new Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou. Of course, had a lot of success with Celtic and previously in Australia and Japan as well. And he's made it to the Premier League with Tottenham. Everybody loves Ange. And then if you see his interview after the game, you have to say he's probably spoken the most sense. He seems to have been able to detach himself from being Tottenham Hotspur manager and actually spoken a lot of sense, and said he doesn't like this intricate forensic examination of every single incident that's gone on in a football match. And I do feel, yes, there were serious things that occurred. I remember Frank Lampard's goal against Germany in the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. That was a good 3 feet, a good metre over the line, and spun back out and wasn't given. That was literally robbing a team of a goal, and there were cameras in the stadium that proved it. And since that, the technology has come in with microchips in the ball and a buzzer that goes off if it goes over the goal line. I don't really understand why that can't be extended all across the field so that you know if it's gone over a line. There was shots in the newspaper of that ball from Newcastle versus Arsenal where it seemed to be out before Willock crossed the ball in. But, you know, that's with a camera at an angle that's not favourable. It's not directly over the ball, is it? So I do think it was kind of a better game without all these stoppages to VAR, without scoring a goal and having to wait a few seconds to see if it's legitimate. You know, I do think you need to give the power back to the officials on the pitch. Now, they have a kind of get out, if you like. They have to make a decision. And if it's wrong, someone on the VAR says, go and look at that monitor and you can change your decision. And there are sports where the technology makes things easier. Like tennis, it's all done very quickly. Cricket, yes, there are constant stops and starts in a cricket match, so it doesn't seem quite as bad. But with football, I just think maybe let the game flow. We used to say all the time, oh, they've given offside. It wasn't actually offside. Oh, it was offside, that, and they didn't give it. You know, this, it happened all the time. But the serious incidents where the ball is over the line, I get it. And if someone has genuinely missed something and video has caught an incident, like a violent conduct incident towards another person, then I understand, but I think I'm in agreement with Ange. Anyway, the reason I've got into this long diatribe is because tonight's poll, tonight's intense debate, has four possible answers. Who do you like best? Ange Postecoglou, Jurgen Klopp, Mikel Arteta, or Pep Guardiola? I appreciate I've not included a lot of Premier League managers, and there may be some who are equally as well thought of, but we're just going on those four tonight. And we'll see who comes out victorious. Who do you like best? Ange Postecoglou, Jurgen Klopp, Mikel Arteta, or Pep Guardiola? You can only choose one. I know there'll be tribalism. Which team's fans have the most people listening to this programme right now? But if you want to vote, I would love it if you would vote on that. It's only available on Twitter. At Ben Sim Radio is the handle. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Have a look at that poll. Get that vote cast. It will be very much appreciated. And give it a retweet or a repost as well. More people will see it, will get more votes come in. There's only an hour before that poll will close, so we'll see who's the most popular manager, according to the show that goes like this, very soon. Now, we're going to have another track, again going back to the 90s. I do remember being about 17, 18 when this came out, and it caused a furore. It was so popular at the time. Yes, Take That were a huge band. But I remember they hadn't released a track for quite a while, and this one came out. It was one of the fastest selling tracks of the decade. Sold something like 400,000 copies in a week. It was incredibly popular. It's a really enjoyable track to listen to. So let's listen to it right now. Here is Back for Good.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of your emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
I want you back for good. But underlined, I figured out the story.
No, no,
it wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
But that was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back for good. Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
I want you back for good.
So complete in our love, we
you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back for good.
Whatever I say,
you back. You see, I want you back for good. Oh, yeah. I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, as well, do you know what I haven't done so far tonight? Do you know what I'm going to do for you? Yes, let's rock with some celebrity birthdays. 7th of November. Who is celebrating today? Rio Ferdinand is 45 today. This can't be right. John Barnes is 60 today. Don't be ridiculous. Tiny Temper is 35 today. Texas frontwoman Charlene Spiteri is 56 today. Heidi High legend comedy actress Sue Pollard is 74 today. Joni Mitchell is 80 today. Lord, the singer, with an E on the end, is 27 today. And legendary DJ and producer David Guetta is 56 years old today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, as ever, if it's your birthday today, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. Marvellous stuff. Well, lots happened already tonight. A lot more still to happen. And it's genuinely exciting on the show that goes like this evening. So that's all totally fabulous. I'm just flicking through my social media to see if I can identify anyone whose birthday it is today. It is Mark Reed from the boy band A1. It's his birthday today. I've done pantomime with him. He's a lovely man. It's also Peter Donegan, son of the legendary Lonnie Donegan. It's his birthday today as well. So lots of people celebrating on the 7th of November. I hope they all have fantastic evenings. Of course, if they cheekily tune in to the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM whilst live, they'll have an even better evening than they were considering possible. Now, later on in the 1990s, after many hits, many number ones, the Spice Girls were rocked by the news that Jerry Halliwell wanted to go solo, wanted to leave the band. Yes, back for good and take that happened before Robbie quit the band, and there was all that. I remember seeing people in tears, desperate that he was leaving. I'm not sure if people were in tears after Jerry Halliwell announced she was leaving the Spice Girls, but the first track they released as a four-piece instead of a five-piece was called Goodbye. It didn't signal the end of the Spice Girls, but it was them saying goodbye to Jerry, even though that's not necessarily explicit in the lyrics. It was originally about the breakup of a relationship, I believe, but all the more poignant with Jerry leaving the band. Certainly caused a huge, huge stir in the media. This is the Spice Girls with Goodbye. Which has not enough of an intro because I wasn't prepared for it. Here we go, Spice Girls, Goodbye. You know there's a better way for you and me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that, of course, was the Spice Girls with Goodbye. It didn't actually signal goodbye, but it did signal goodbye to Jerry Halliwell, who went on to have a few hits herself, solo. And then they all came back for the Olympics in 2012, didn't they? there we go. Now, on to another track. Please do vote in the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. Thanks to everyone that's voted so far. Who do you like best? Ange Postecoglou, Jurgen Klopp, Mikel Arteta or Pep Guardiola? If you don't have any strong feelings, just pick one at random. Go on, go for it. I'd really appreciate it. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, or search Ben Simmons and you'll find the cartoon emoji of me wearing glasses. That's the profile to look for, and it will be the top thing at the top of the profile. Then it's just a single click or tap to cast your vote and give it a share or a repost as well. More people will see it. That will be phenomenal of you. Yeah, I'm enjoying bringing you these iconic tracks that caused quite a stir when they were released. So, yes, indeed. It's time for another one. And after a particular artist came to prominence in the late 80s and had a lot of hits, late 80s and early 90s, they then went into the doldrums a little bit. They were releasing music, but clearly trying to reinvent themselves. And not selling as well, not having number one singles, people starting to say their career was in decline. And then, mid-90s, actually no, it was the year 2000 this came out, and certainly reinvented them, put them back smack bang in the middle of the pop map, went very, very high in the charts and kind of, I think, cemented this person's place as a legend of pop music. I am, of course, talking about Kylie Minogue. Yes, I should be so lucky. Got to be certain. The Locomotion, those early hits, late 80s, early 90s. Then went a bit grungy, mid-90s, Confide in Me, Put Yourself in My Place. Not quite as successful, hadn't had a big hit for a while. And then the year 2000 came and a song that was originally intended for Paula Abdul fell through and was given to Kylie Minogue. They then filmed a video where she decided to wear, or was advised to wear, gold lame hot pants, and the rest, as they say, is history. She's carried on releasing tracks, thought of probably as a bit of a disco diva now, and pop legend. Kylie Minogue, here, is Spinning Around.
I'm so
Phoenix FM.
I do love that track, Kylie and Spinning Around, of course. Fantastic stuff, released in 2000 originally. So, more iconic music to come that tells a story as well. Definitely caused a stir when it was released. We're doing that inspired by the Beatles releasing Now and Then late last week. And started the show with that, which was fantastic. And then event music, I think it's fair to say, throughout the rest of the show tonight. And this next one, probably the first time different bands were brought together to collaborate on a single. I don't think it's happened any time other than charity singles. And yes, there's been sort of mashups of bands. I'm thinking Muckbusted and stuff like that. But no, this is the first time multiple artists and bands came together to record a charity single. Brought together by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure in 1984. And then the subsequent Live Aid concert happened. But this was the first time many different artists all worked together to try and help people less fortunate than themselves. It was done to highlight famine going on in Africa. I suppose without any sign of a let up in fighting around the world at the moment, we'll still be thinking this track is very apt when it gets to the festive season in a few weeks' time this year. Problems in Ukraine, of course, still, and in the Middle East, in Israel and Gaza right now. We're all thinking about people caught up in those areas of the world, probably very glad that we're not in that horrible situation. This track exists to highlight the plight of people that are suffering, and was incredible, really, that it happened. And then if you think of all the subsequent charity singles where people have come together to try and make money to donate to people in need around the world, it's quite incredible that it all started with this, really. Band-Aid. And do they know it's Christmas?
Hi, Joe. It's Xanthi Behrman from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is a charity song written by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure to raise money for the famine in Ethiopia. Recorded by supergroup Band-Aid, it went to number one this week in 1984 and stayed there for 5 weeks. It can only be, do they know it's Christmas?
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time. It's hard.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was a nice extra intro to Band-Aid that you got there, wasn't it? From our very own Xanthi Behrman, presenter of Greaties. I'll let you into a secret. There is a different folder that's accessible to play music from here at our station, from our extensive library. And there's one that's the general library folder, and then there's one that's other presenter folders. And you can type in the name of a track. And I believed I was getting Band-Aid from our central library. I clearly got it from Xanthi Behrman's folder. So, thanks, Xanthi. Shame it didn't say hi, Ben, at the start, but there we go. Anyway, this is the show that goes like this. Gotta love a bit of live radio, haven't you? Fantastic. So, time for more iconic tracks that caused a stir when they were released. There were major events when they were released. This one, really, it was released without anybody knowing it was going to be a major event, but then has become a historic track. Because, when this was released, it uses some kind of vocal distortion that had never been used before, that has since become known in the music industry as auto-tune. Now, Cher did not use that in this track to make herself sound more accurate or true. She's got a fantastic voice, obviously. It was done to create some kind of deliberate vocal distortion, which definitely gives the track its own identity. But has been gone on to be used all throughout music to help improve people's vocals and also to, you know, create distortions as well in tracks. But this was the first time it ever happened. Incredibly successful track, one of the highest selling singles of all time. If you've listened to this show over the years, I've focused on the biggest selling songs of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, 2010s as well. This always features highly in all time single sales. This is Cher and Believe.
No matter
Phoenix FM.
That was Cher's Believe. And now, slightly more smug than he has been in recent weeks, it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Now, we've had a couple of special shows on recently where Prediction Master hasn't featured, but the last show that Prediction Master featured in his prediction was the England men's football team to beat Italy when they played them at Wembley earlier on in October. England were victorious 3-1, which means the current score is Prediction Master 5. 5 correct, 3 wrong. So it's getting better for Prediction Master. When he first started, he was on the wrong side of those figures, but it's now 5-3. So Prediction Master slightly happier with his lot in life than lately, and we need a new prediction. Now, I think it's fair to say the Cricket World Cup for England's men's team has been utterly disastrous. Current champions, has there ever been a worse kind of follow-up tournament to being champions? England currently bottom of the table. And facing a side you would normally expect them to utterly destroy tomorrow. But confidence must be at an extremely low ebb right now, having lost to the likes of Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, India, Australia, New Zealand. I think they've played 7 matches and lost 6, haven't they? They have only been victorious against Bangladesh. And a surprise defeat to Afghanistan, but Afghanistan have been the surprise package of the whole tournament so far, in with a genuine chance of making the semi-finals. And nearly victorious against Australia earlier on today as well, but for Maxwell having an incredible innings, they had Australia really on the ropes. That was some fighting performance there. Anyway, Prediction Master this week, it wouldn't have been a knife-edge prediction had England had a relatively okay tournament, you know. But you could easily see this result going either way. Prediction Master is going to say England will beat the Netherlands. Now, you may think, yeah, all right. But the extra bit of jeopardy for Prediction Master, he says England will beat the Netherlands comfortably. There's going to be no point where you don't think they're going to win during that game. It's a brave, bold prediction from Prediction Master, but that is what makes him Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Also, you've got about 25 minutes left to vote on Twitter. The intense debate, who do you like better, Ange Postecoglou, Jurgen Klopp, Mikel Arteta or Pep Guardiola? Single click or tap to cast your vote and give it a repost, a retweet as well. More people will see it. Well, we've still got lots of tracks to squeeze in tonight, all that caused a stir when they were released, following the Beatles releasing Now and Then last week. It's now time for another member of the Beatles to feature on this programme, but as a solo artist. So originally this track was released in 1971 in the States, I believe. And then, bearing in mind what happened to John Lennon and his subsequent death, it was re-released in 1980 and went back to number one for another 4 weeks in the UK chart, certainly. An amazing track. Always going to be enjoyable to listen to, but when there's a lot of war going on, it seems all the more poignant as well. This, of course, is John Lennon.
Imagine there's no countries.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, of course, John Lennon's phenomenal Imagine There. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Now, here's an interesting story for you. You may remember this from the 1990s as well, when the film Four Weddings and a Funeral came out. It had, of course, as its signature tune from the soundtrack, Wet Wet Wet's version of the Troggs, Love Is All Around. And such an interesting story behind it. Very, very bizarre. In modern times, it was set to be the track that stayed at number one the longest. Well, it would have done, but Wet 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 withdrew, made the decision to withdraw the single from sale before it could equal the record held by Bryan Adams with Everything I Do It For You, which was released in 91. Love Is All Around came out in 1994. Now, according to Wikipedia, I haven't looked at this, the actual record for the longest amount of time spent at number one in the UK charts is Frankie Lane with I Believe in 1953, which stayed at number one for 18 weeks. Bryan Adams' Everything I Do It For You stayed at number one for 16 weeks. And then Wet 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 had been number one for 15 weeks with Love Is All Around. And they were getting sick of their own track. Marty Pello, interviewed by The Guardian 8 years ago, remembered going to a cinema in Glasgow at the height of the song's success when the trailer for Four Weddings started running and Love Is All Around came on. Marty Pello said, I heard the guy behind go, God, not that song again. I turned around and said, hey, imagine how I feel. And when they withdrew it from production, it was still selling 120,000 copies a week. And Wet 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 were thinking, who is even buying it now? It wasn't some cunning plan to make it sell more. It was just time to put the song to bed. It probably would have overtaken Bryan Adams, could have even overtaken Frankie Lane, but is currently the third longest stint at number one in the UK, jointly held with Drake's One Dance Now, which was released some 22 years later. But Wet 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 and Love Is All Around from 1994. What is it? You were sick of it at the time, but you'd like to hear it now? Oh, go on then.
Everything I do, oh yes I do.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, we're talking about iconic event music when it was released, and some things you may not necessarily think about, the more recent things I'm going to talk about too, such as this, an event that occurred, actually when did this occur? 2002. Do we remember this? Now, Pop Stars was the forerunner to the X Factor. Pop Idol was, of course, the forerunner to the X Factor, but we had Pop Stars The Rivals as well, where bands were formed and we wanted to see who had the more popular track. Five Men became One True Voice in 2002 and released a track called Sacred Trust, a double A-side with After You're Gone. It entered the chart at number 2, and then five ladies came together, known as Girls Aloud, and released this track, which became Christmas number 1. One True Voice faded away into obscurity, and Girls Aloud became incredibly popular. This is the sound of the underground.
Increase the bass, I gotta get some more.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground from 2002. Featured on Pop Stars, The Rivals, and forced One True Voice into obscurity, and Girls Aloud became absolutely huge. Now, let's go back to the 1960s. Why would you do that? Well, let's celebrate, because this was an event, wasn't it? The first time ever that the UK won the Eurovision Song Contest. Here's Sandy Shaw.
I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Like a merry-go-round with all the fun of the fair. One day I'm feeling down on the ground, then I'm up in the air. Are you leading me on? Tomorrow will you be gone? I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. I may win on the roundabout, then I'll lose on the swings. In or out, there is never a doubt. Puppet on a string. I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Like a puppet on a string.
Phoenix FM.
Amazing. 1967. She won the Eurovision Song Contest. She was reluctant to even enter. Her manager kind of forced her into it. She wanted her to have a more cabaret kind of feel to her performances. And then she became the UK's first ever Eurovision winner back in 1967. UK has won 5 times. And yes, most recently, someone else is going to feature in the show, came second in the Eurovision Song Contest a couple of years back. And yeah, we're going to feature that. So if you can guess what's coming, enjoy that one. Now, the Beatles hadn't released a track for over 50 years. And then there's another person who hadn't released a track for decades as well. And then thanks to a little known TV extravaganza known as Stranger Things, she's become incredibly popular with an entirely new generation, and her music is being listened to all over again. To that end, running up that hill is Kate Bush.
We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The fabulous Kate Bush and Running Up That Hill, achieving success recently through being featured in Stranger Things. Incredible. And now we're going to focus on a couple of artists who've come to prominence in recent years and caused a bit of a storm. Someone did it via YouTube and someone else has done it via TikTok. But yes, hard to believe that Justin Bieber is only 29 still. But you've got to realise that he came to prominence when he was still a teenager. Through his music featuring on YouTube, doing a lot of covers on YouTube, he got an incredible following and then started releasing brand new stuff and achieving incredible success. So, yeah, his studio album My World was released in 2010, which topped the US Billboard album charts, making him the youngest solo male act to top the chart in 47 years. Incredible. You probably all remember his single Baby. I wanted to play something I enjoy listening to a bit more than Baby. So this is Justin Bieber and Sorry.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. About once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me. No, no. Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Is it too late now to say sorry?
Phoenix FM.
Justin Bieber and Sorry, widely attributing YouTube to his success, and now a man who's also attributing social media to his success. Before I get on to that, people quickly have asked what's happened to Scott Fish this week. Well, I've put him on rest, sort of gardening leave, so to speak, because I asked him to go and report on the King's Speech, which was happening today, and he just came back to me and said it's got Colin Firth in it and he stutters a lot and gets fixed. So, yeah. Scott Fish is resting, I think it's fair to say. On now then to a man who attributes TikTok to his success, who went on to represent the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2022 with this song. I do remember getting videos of him on TikTok and vocal coaches listening to him, amazed at his vocal range and dexterity. He has got a fantastic voice. This is Sam Ryder and this is Spaceman.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human and I'm drifting in the dark.
Sam Ryder and Spaceman. Well, that's almost it. It's been brilliant bringing you all this iconic music, tracks that caused a stir when they were released, all inspired because the Beatles releasing a brand new track and their final track, having not released a single for 54 years. Quite incredible. Thanks to everyone that's listened. The poll, the intense debate that was raging, which manager was best liked? Ange Postecoglou ended on 50%, Jurgen Klopp on 16%, Mikel Arteta on 34%. No Pep fans on the Twitterverse tonight. He got 0% of the vote. So, and yes, widely admired by everyone on the Twitterverse. So, what am I going to play us out with on a night of iconic music? It is the biggest selling song ever in the UK. Partly, sadly, because of sad reasons. But I'm going to play out with Elton John. Rob's up next. See you soon.
Oh, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself with those around you crawl. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. It seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before the legend ever did. That Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
Candle burned out.